Welcome to Maseches Edeos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 1, Mishnah 5. I want to point out that if you are learning Mishnayos with us, then you are ahead of most people in Klal Yisrael. I want to bet you money that if you ask the question that this Mishnah asked, which is one of the most pivotal questions in all of Mishnayos principles, most people will not be able to answer this question. How do I know this? Because I tried it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, I asked this question to a bunch of people, and even people who are kind of knowledgeable were not able to answer this question, yet the Mishnah here gives two answers to the most basic of questions about learning Mishnayos. So let's see the Mishnah. The Lama Mazkir and Divrei Ayocha Ben HaMerubin. Ask the Mishnah a simple question. Why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, says Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, quote a Yachid, an individual, when there's Halacha, and there's a Rabbim against him? There's a majority against him in the Mishnah. So let's say you have Rabbi Meir, and then you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer that are being chaylik that disagree. We know the halacha is like the Rabbim. So why quote the Yachid? Why quote the individual? We anyways don't rule like him. Says the Mishnah, She'im yira bezdin es divrei ha-yachid. If let's say the Jewish court feels that the words of the Yachid, of the individual, are preferable, they're probably right, and they decide, the court, the local Bezdin decides to follow the das, the opinion of the Yachid of the individual. In other words, they don't follow the majority. So then She'im Bezdin, that another court that follows them in the next generation is not able, Yachol Levato Bezdin Chaveri, they cannot abolish the ruling of the Bezdin that was in the generation previous to them, unless they're greater in Chachma. That means that the Av Bezdin, the head of the Dayanim of the judges, is greater in knowledge than the previous head of generation, previous head of court. Ubiminyan. Additionally, they have to have more Talmidim, more students, in order for them to have the weight to abolish a previous law. Says the Mishnah, let's say the Av Bezdin was wiser and more knowledgeable, Avaloi Biminyan, but he doesn't have this same many Talmidim, he doesn't have more Talmidim, more students. Biminyan, he has many more students, Avaloi Bechachma, but his aptitude and understanding and Torah knowledge is not like the previous Av Bezdin head of court. Ein Yachol Levato Dvarav, he cannot abolish his words, Achi Yagadol Mimenu Bechachma Biminyan. Unless the following court, the court in the next generation, is larger in Chachma and in Minyan. So that's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wanted us to understand. There is a Das Yachid. There is an individual understanding. And if you follow the Das Yachid, you follow the understanding of the individual and the Bezdin passing that way, it's difficult to abolish it unless you're that size. I just want to point out that this Mishnah is an incredibly important Mishnah. Because people have always asked me, there's many Gezeiros Darabanan, there's many rabbinic enactments that don't really apply nowadays. I'm going to give you an example. We're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos unless it's a situation of great need when one has to ask a Shaila. Because you may come to grind the different herbs. We don't grind herbs, period. None of us even probably own a pestle and a mortar. So why the gezera? It doesn't apply anymore. The answer is, if we would have a Bezdin, we would have a court that's as great as the court of the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Amirim, and we, our Av Bezdin, would be as great as them in Torah knowledge, and we'd have that many Talmidim. Maybe it's a discussion, but it's not a discussion until we are that great, and we probably will never be that great until the days of Mashiach. The Mishnah actually gives another answer, in Mishnah 6, to the aforementioned question. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Im kain, if we rule like the individual, lama maskir de ayocha ben amerubin levatala. So if so, why mention the individual? If anyways we can know we don't rule like him," says the Mishnah, levatala, which means to say, so that if let's say someone rules like the individual, we can tell him, no, that's just an individual's opinion. You must follow the majority. A person says, "I have a tradition from my rabbis that this is the halacha, like the individual, like the yachid." We can tell him, no, that tradition was like an individual. But since there's a majority, not like that individual, we follow like the majority, so we have a way to understand where his mistake came from, or where his misguided opinion comes from, and we can tell him, I'm sorry, sir, you have to follow the rabbin, the majority, over the yachid, the individual. Wish you a fantastic day. Wish you an amazing week. And of course, wishing you a beautiful and upgraded and inspiring and uplifting Yom Tov of Chanukah.